Life is full of awesome what ifs, and some not so much, like unexpected medical costs. That's why United Healthcare provides Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans to supplement your primary plan and help manage out of pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hello, folks. Welcome to a new episode. This one is sponsored by Spoken. They specialize in helping busy people improve their English in a really convenient way. With Spoken, you can get tailored and flexible English lessons from your teacher delivered directly to your phone with messaging services like WhatsApp or WeChat, Viber, Facebook Messenger, loads of services available. The guys at Spoken are offering you 2 free lessons, so you can check it out. And then 20% off all of their courses. To check it out, go to getspoken.com/LEP or click a Spoken logo on my website. Okay, now before we actually start the podcast properly, I just have a sort of an announcement to make. Well, it's an apology. Before I even do that, I'm going to just teach you 3 expressions that sort of sum up what's going on here. So the first expression is, I have egg on my face. So I've got egg on, to have egg on your face. So I've got egg on my face. The second expression is to put your foot in it, or to put your foot right in it. So I put my foot right in it. And the third expression is that I've dug myself into a hole, to dig yourself into a hole. So to have egg on your face means that you're kind of publicly embarrassed, or something has happened to publicly make you look kind of stupid. Okay, so that's one thing. And this is true, by the way. This is something that's true. So I have got egg on my face. The second one was to put your foot in it, or to put your foot right in it. And if you put your foot in it, it means that you say something or do something wrong, and you do the wrong thing, or you say exactly the wrong thing, and you might upset people, or again, make a fool of yourself or something like that. So I put my foot in it. And the third one is that I've dug myself into a hole. To dig yourself into a hole is when you, first of all, do something wrong, and you then try to kind of repair it, try to fix it, but all you do is get yourself deeper and deeper into that problem. So I've dug myself into a hole. And this is all true. I've got egg on my face. I put my foot in it in the last episode of the podcast, and I've dug myself into a hole. So let me explain. So I've inadvertently wandered into the middle of a fairly sensitive political situation, and I'm sorry that it happened, and I didn't mean to frustrate, disappoint, or upset anyone. And the main reason it happened was because of my ignorance and my heavy-handedness. Heavy-handedness means basically clumsiness. So this happened really because of my the fact that I'm not well informed enough about the subject, and because I dealt with it in a fairly clumsy way. So, let me explain. 2 episodes ago, I had lots of fun talking about a funny restaurant themed around toilets, where people sit in toilets and they eat from tables propped up on toilets. So it's all like a toilet restaurant. Fun, fun, fun. Ha, 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 ha. Fine. And the restaurant is in Taiwan, which I imagined was a clean country. So I said that Taiwan was a country. Now, what I was worried about, actually, when I was talking about this toilet restaurant, I was, at the time, slightly concerned that I'd get comments from people saying things like this, like, in Taiwan, you know, we don't eat from toilets in Taiwan, that's unhygienic, or something like that. That's what I expected. Well, I did get an email about it, as you heard in the following episode. I was talking to Paul, Amber, and Sarah about it. So I did get an email about it, and the email came from China, and it was fairly passionately written. And basically, that email told me, so it's nothing to do with cleanliness of toilet restaurants or anything. It was political, and it was a bit more serious. So basically, the email told me that actually Taiwan isn't a country because it's actually part of China. And here are examples of lots of other countries that don't recognize that it's a country. And if you say that it is a country, then all the other countries in the world will get the wrong idea and will think that it is a country when in fact it's not actually a country. Okay? So I thought, oh, I didn't realise. Oh, I'm sorry. So it's not a country. Oh, sorry, I had no idea. I thought it was a country, but then apparently it's not. So I thought, oh, How silly. I'd better say something about that. I'd better say something on the podcast and kind of apologise and just clarify after I got that email. And this is where I look stupid, of course, because I wasn't aware that I was walking right into this big and passionate disagreement involving two places in the world. I should have known that this would get me into some trouble. Okay, I should have known that I should have, you know, tread quite carefully on this subject. I had no idea, but I should have known. So now I'm feeling pretty sheepish. If you feel sheepish, that means you're feeling a little bit sort of embarrassed and a bit tentative, like you've done something a bit wrong and you're like, oh, sorry, and you're kind of treading carefully. I'm feeling a bit sheepish because I think I've probably upset everyone in Taiwan now, as well as in China, and people in a bunch of other places who are now thinking, oh, we shouldn't have said that. Oh, what a stupid idiot. Yeah, like I said, egg on my face, big hole in the ground, which I'm now attempting to dig myself out of. Hopefully I'm not digging myself further in. But anyway, I mentioned it in the last episode, and I said something like this. I said, apparently Taiwan isn't a country. Sorry for getting that wrong. Ha ha ha. I'm a bit of an idiot. Self-deprecating humour. Oh, it's so British. Fine, I thought, fine, I've dealt with it. But no, not fine it was. Because since then I've had loads of emails and messages from Taiwan. Basically saying, Luke, Taiwan is a country, all right. Now the rest of the world's going to be misinformed by what you said. This is going to kill our fight for independence. Now, while on one hand I felt actually quite flattered that people consider my podcast to be so influential, on one hand. But on the other hand, I was horrified to imagine all these people who were at their computers or on their smartphones getting furious with me for spreading these half-truths when all I really wanted to do was talk about a restaurant in a toilet. Restaurant in a toilet, for goodness sake. Brilliant. No. Now this, all this serious stuff. So I can totally understand, okay, why people got upset. Because if I lived in a country which I proudly believed to be a country, and then people from another country said to me, no, it's not a country, because it's part of this country. And look, all these other countries agree that it's just one big country. And then one guy from some other country does a podcast, and he says something without thinking about it properly, and then loads of people in other countries in the world think, oh, so that's not a country, because it's actually another country. I would feel pretty angry and upset on behalf of my country too. So, I know how you feel. I do. Now, one person in correspondence said to me that she was going to stop listening to the podcast. Now, when someone says to me that they are going to stop listening to the podcast, I take it seriously. When I read that message, which said, Luke, I'm a long-term listener, and I'm just writing to you to tell you that I'm going to stop listening to your podcast. When I read that, I thought, shit just got real. I need to record a new message. So let me just say that I have absolutely nothing invested in either side of this argument, okay? I've got nothing invested in either side. I'm not coming down in support of either side, all right? As far as I'm concerned, you're all my listeners, okay? I love you all, regardless of where you come from. In my eyes, you're all Lepsters from Lepland, okay? I like to think that you're all united by the fact that you listen to this podcast. I've always said that, and that's something I believe in. You know, I don't want to, you know, come down in support of one side or another. You all have the fact that you listen to this podcast in common. And in my eyes, we're all just one big happy family. I've got no intention of showing particular support for one group or another, okay? I know that you both think I'm wrong on this, okay? And I apologise to both of you. Mainly, though, I apologise for my lack of awareness and my clumsiness, my heavy-handedness. I'm really sorry, okay? I'm sorry to have upset anyone. I'm sorry to have given the world the wrong impression about either side of the argument. And I'm sorry to have unintentionally walked into the middle of this situation. I'm also sorry to the people who are now thinking, Luke, that's enough. Okay, you don't need to apologise anymore. I'm sorry to you too. If you think I'm apologising too much, then I'm sorry. So that's it then, all right? I'd like to now go back to just talking about toilets now, please. And alien films and English grammar and Paul Taylor's comedy and Amber's podcast. I'd like to go home now, if that's okay with everyone else. So just in a bid to keep everyone informed, people of the world, let me tell you this, all right? Just to make sure that, just for the sake of balance, let me tell you this. Some people believe Taiwan isn't a country of its own. Other people believe that it definitely is. And in fact, they're fighting hard for independence and attempting to inform the world about this. Both sides are supported by various other countries and some aspects of history. Both sides think that they're right. And both sides are now quite pissed off with me. And I just want to say, I don't have a horse in this race, okay? So whoever or whomever you are, and wherever you come from, please remember that I love you all. You're all my Lepsters, and as far as I'm concerned, you are first and foremost citizens of Lepland. You're united by the fact you listen to this, and you're also united by the fact that you're all pissed off with me now. And I just want everyone to be happy, okay? So I hope you don't stop listening because of this. If you did stop listening, I would rather it was because of another reason, to be honest. I'd rather you stopped listening because you think my episodes are too long, or that you'd just rather listen to BBC 6 Minute English, where this kind of thing never ever happens, right? I'd rather that than because you perceive I have political opinions that I don't actually have. Okay? So, you're all my listeners. I love you all. And I'm sorry for my stupidity. And now, I'm drawing a line. I'm drawing a big line under this. That's it now. It's all been dealt with. Drawing a line. So, let's get back to talking about restaurants in toilets. Okay? Really? Because they actually put a restaurant in a toilet. What a crazy idea. Because toilets are dirty places, right? Where you do dirty things. You certainly shouldn't eat dinner in a toilet. You can't put a restaurant in a toilet, can you? But that's exactly what they've done. Restaurant in a toilet. And apparently it's very clean and the food is very good. Okay? Right. Brilliant. Okay, folks. Do you feel better now? I hope you do. I hope that's cleared the air. I hope that's all fine now. I hope so. Because it would be a pity if you stop listening to the podcast, because I've got a really good episode lined up for you here. This is a really good one. I think you're gonna like this one. So without any further ado, let's get started with the proper jingle, and here we go. You're listening to Luke's English Podcast. For more information, visit teacherluke.co.uk. Hello, everybody. This is an episode about social English, the kind of English that you use when you are socialising, particularly the little things that you say when you greet someone or at the beginning of a conversation. And there are many ways to say hi, and also lots of ways to say how are you or what are you doing. Lots of ways to say those things. The tricky thing is being able to judge the subtle differences in the questions with the presence of auxiliary verbs or modal verbs, which change the meaning slightly from the past to the present to the future, or with slightly different levels of formality. And I'd like to do a test in this episode today. I'm going to test you, okay? So get ready. Are you ready for a test? You should be, because I'm going to test you a little bit in this episode. Here's what's going to happen. I've prepared a list of 25 questions. 25 questions which I think are deceptively difficult. I mean, when you first look at the questions, you think that they're pretty easy, pretty simple ones, but actually they can be more tricky than you might imagine. And in my experience of being an English teacher, all of the learners of English I've met over the years, I've often tested out these little questions at the beginning of lessons or at moments where it's time to have some conversation. And, you know, often people don't really understand them. They don't quite understand the right, most appropriate responses. So I've got this list of 25 questions that I've chosen that I think are a little bit difficult, even though they're actually on paper, quite simple. I'm going to read them to you in a moment. And what I'd like you to do is, as I say each question, think really quickly and really naturally about the first thing you would normally say when you hear that question. So what's the first answer that comes into your mind? Okay, let's see if you answer correctly. And to find out all of the proper answers and responses, we're going to listen to me directing those questions at Amber, Paul and Sarah. Then you can listen out for how they answer the questions and the comments that we make afterwards, which should explain those tricky little bits of English. So not only can you learn some essential social English in this episode, you can also hear plenty of humorous conversation between the four of us. Five of us, really, because in fact, Sarah's baby is also there in the background, making a few little noises. I'm sorry if that bothers anyone. I have removed some of those noises, but a few of them are still in there. But I think really it sounds fine, and it just adds a bit of atmosphere in the background. And after all, she is a very cute baby. So the test then. Let's get started. Are you ready? What I'd like you to do is remember, just give the first answer that comes to your mind. Even if you think that the question is simple, what's the first answer that comes? Also, you should know that some of the questions in this list are intentionally incorrect. I put some incorrect questions in there just to make it a little bit more complicated. So if you hear a question which is grammatically wrong or is just never used, then you can say wrong, okay? All right, now if you're on a bus or something like that and you've got other people around you, you might want to just, you know, say it under your breath, like wrong, you know, wrong. Wrong, rather than shouting out wrong in front of the whole bus. Just, you know, bear that in mind. So your quick answer to the question, or wrong if it's incorrect. I will say the question once or twice quickly, and then slowly, and then probably quickly again afterwards. Okay, now some of these questions may seem extremely simple. That's the point, in a sense, because really the reason for doing this is to understand the pragmatics of social English and how you should give certain stock answers to some questions. The questions get a little bit harder as they go along. They start pretty simple. Okay, you can also, if you want to, try and repeat the questions after me. That might also be a good exercise. Try and repeat them after me and see if you get them perfect. Okay, so the questions are going to come pretty quick in this list because I've got 25 of them. So use the pause button if you want to kind of, you know, slow it down. But here we go then. So starting with number one of 25, here it is. Number one. So what are you doing? What are you doing? So what are you doing? Okay, number two. So how are you doing? So how are you doing? Number three. So how's it going? How is it going? All right. Number four. How are you going? All right. Number five. So what's happening? What is happening? Number six. So what's going on? Number seven. So what's going down? Number eight. So what's going up? Number nine. So what's up? What is up? Number 10. Hello, how do you do? Number 11. How are you? Number 12. So, how have you been? Number 13. So, how have you been up to? Number 14. So what are you up to? Number 15. So what have you been up to? Number 16. So how long's it been? Number 17. Can I use your phone? Number 18. I can't use your phone, can I? Number 19. Do you mind if I open the window? Number 20. You don't mind if I open the window, do you? You don't mind if I open the window, do you? Number 21. So what are your plans for later? So what are your plans for later? What are your plans for later? Number 22. So what are you up to later? What are you up to later? So what are you up to later? Number 23. Can you tell me where is the best bar in town? Can you tell me where is the best bar in town? Number 24. Do you know how long is it going to be? Do you know how long is it going to be? And 25. Would you be prepared to give me a 5% discount? Would you be prepared to give me a 5% discount? Would you be prepared to give me a 5% discount? Okay, so there are the 25 questions. I wonder how you got on with those. Maybe you found them incredibly easy. Maybe you sort of had to think a little bit about some of them. You probably thought to yourself, they all sounded exactly the same. It's all the same question every time. Not necessarily. Sometimes there are subtle differences, which mean that they're not exactly the same question. So if you would like to find out the correct way to respond to these, you can listen on now, because you're going to hear all of those questions being asked to my friends Amber, Paul and Sarah, and we'll see how they respond to them, and you can see if you got them right or wrong, and also you can see if there are any differences, for example, between British English and American English on this subject. Okay, I'm going to go through all of them again quickly at the end when we've heard this conversation, which, you know, is obviously a normal conversation, so it rambles around before coming back to the list of questions, but you'll get answers to all of them, and then I'll go through them again with you at the end. All right then, enjoy the conversation. Speak to you in a little bit.
Amber and Paul are on the podcast. Amber and Paul are on the podcast. Amber and Paul are on the podcast. Amber and Paul are on another podcast. Paul's a very funny boy. His laugh I very much enjoy. Amber's got a lovely voice. If I could choose an accent, hers will be my choice. Yeah.
And Sarah Donnelly's a lovely person too. So I ask you a question and what happens?
We answer it in the most natural way, yeah. Unless it's wrong, in which case we say wrong. I have a question. If it's grammatically wrong, but we do use it.
Okay.
All the time, like it's technically wrong, but it's used. Mm-hmm. Do we still say wrong?
You can say, I think that might be wrong.
That's too long to interject. All right. Just say wrong-ish.
Wrong-ish. Okay.
Wrong-ish. No, you do it like this. Wrong?
Like, question mark?
Wrong?
Wrong?
So if you're sure, it's wrong. If you're not sure, it's wrong. Okay? All right, then. So, Paul, you're first.
Oh, God. I wonder if it's incorrect or not.
Don't worry.
You will. You're the actual linguist.
You're going to find it...
Supposedly.
You're going to find it easier...
Supposedly.
You're going to find it easier than you expect.
Yeah.
Okay? But I don't know what my listeners will be... Whether they'll find it easy. Anyway.
Go on.
So, Paul, number one. Ready?
Yeah.
So, what are you doing?
I am sitting here doing a podcast with you. And Amber and Sarah.
Is the correct answer.
Bravo.
Wow.
Okay. We can imagine we're doing this on the phone or something. Anyway.
Yeah.
So, Sarah, ready?
Yes.
So, how are you doing?
Doing well, thank you. Everything's
good.
Great.
Very good. Well done.
Oh, so you responded to that as my dad would correctly. He gives me shit, my dad, when I respond to that question. You know, people say, what was the question?
How are you doing?
How are you doing?
And well, how are you?
Yeah, so how are you? And because I spent a lot of time with Americans at work.
I'm good.
I would respond, I'm good. And my dad would be like, no! I'm sorry.
Oh, no.
I just scared
the baby.
I'm sorry.
You scared the baby.
She jumped.
I'm glad she didn't cry. Usually it's a slow, like, like it comes from deep within.
Okay. My dad does the same thing.
He's like, you're good at what?
Yeah, I know. But it's
well, I'm just good. I feel. Well, say I'm doing good then, as opposed to I'm just good. Yeah. He every time. You're good at what? Sports?
Yeah. The thing that our parents always say when they hear someone say, "How are you? I'm good." They always go, "What? You're like morally good. I don't need an assessment of your moral character." But it's stupid because, of course, they know that it means that I'm good. I'm in good health. Yeah. Right? There's nothing wrong with it at all. It's totally fine.
But what did you pose to me? You said...
How are you doing?
How are you doing?
And you said, I'm doing well.
I'm doing well.
Yeah, it's fine.
Because you didn't say how... If you said, how are you? I would have said, I'm good.
Okay.
But you said, how are you doing? And so I said, I'm doing well.
So what's the normal response to how are you? Can we just try it?
Jesus.
Sarah's now spilled apple compote on the table. This is the life with a baby. You end up with substances all over the place.
All you have is apple compote on your table by the end of feeding a baby, then that's a win.
Yeah.
Really.
There's some paper. There are paper towels there.
I guess my point is that it was very natural for me to respond. I wasn't thinking like, what's the right way?
You don't have to think. That's the whole point. Yeah. I don't want you to think. Yeah. I just want you to act like responding exactly the same way you normally would.
Yeah.
Paul, so can I just quickly come back to you again?
Yeah.
So, all right, Paul, how are you? Just be natural. Just be normal.
Good.
Good.
Yeah, that's what I would say.
Yeah.
No! No, I'm just joking. Just joking.
Yeah.
Amber, ready? Here's number three. How's it going?
It's all right.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Just all right?
Yeah, it's all right. Everything's all right. Yeah.
Good. You're not going to ask me?
Yeah, how are you?
Yeah, pretty good, thanks.
Sorry, I didn't know we could ask questions back.
Well, of course you can.
Because we get down a rabbit hole.
Just be normal.
Of conversation.
Just be natural.
Sorry.
Paul.
It's the most unnatural conversation. Sit at the photo's like two things, answer it naturally or say wrong. And then we're all going,
is that wrong?
Or you go wrong like that.
Yeah.
Okay, Paul, back to you.
Yeah.
So, how are you going?
Wrong.
Well, Unless you're from Australia.
In which case, that's fine.
Wait.
How are you going?
Paul, can you repeat the question?
How are you going?
How are you going, yeah. How are you going?
My joke when I say to Australians, I'm like, by bus? What do you mean, how am I going? I just got here. I'm not going anywhere.
On foot?
Yeah. No, I'm well, good.
Fine. Okay.
Screamed wrong.
Yeah.
Because in the US, if someone said, how are you going? I'd be like, what do you mean?
Yeah.
Like, I would think someone would be trying to ask me how I was doing, but we would not say it like that.
That's the way the Australians do it.
But it does sound Australian.
I don't know that, as we just mentioned, because Australia is so far from the US.
Because in Australia, they go, g'day, how you going?
How you going?
Never.
But what's interesting about that is that in French and Spanish, they say the same thing. Comment tu vas? How are you going?
Same.
It's true.
Como vas?
Yeah.
And yet they're very unlike Australians in every other respect.
Yeah. It's very strange, isn't it? Comment allez-vous? But we're not going anywhere. I just got here.
Yeah.
But apparently someone told me that in French when they say ça va, like it goes, meaning like how is it going, meaning like you're pee, like are you peeing well? Like,
oh,
it's
transit.
Like with the doctor. Yeah, yeah, transit, like the doctor's asking you,
comment
how's
ça va?
It moving?
How's it going?
Like literally, how is it flowing and you're in good health if everything is going well?
Well, in China they say, did you eat?
Oh, yeah?
That's their how are you doing.
Seriously?
Yeah, did you eat?
Wow. Did you eat? What, they say it in English?
No, they say it in Chinese, but when you translate it into English.
All right.
It's did you eat?
Okay.
Yeah. I think it's China. It might be Taiwan.
Yeah, you
I
might. Don't Taiwan? What is Taiwan?
No, I think it's in China they say that, or it's in Japan, but you would know Japan. They don't say that in Japan, right?
Genki.
Yeah.
In Japan is Genki.
What does that mean?
It's like, are you all right?
Okay.
Basically. Okay. That was question four, wasn't it? All right. Sarah,
all right.
Ready? Question five.
Mm-hmm.
So, what's happening?
What's happening? My daughter's replying for me. What's happening?
What's happening, Sarah? What's going on? What's happening?
Good. I'm good.
Yeah?
I don't think anyone said what's happening to me in my whole life.
Really?
Yeah, they have. Hey, what's happening?
Yeah,
that's not
much. You're all hanging around, and I come over. All right, guys, what's happening? What's going on?
Not much.
Chilling, yeah, checking out, you know, the sort of China-Taiwan
again
issue.
Discussing Chinese political relations.
As the only American here, we would say more so like, what's up? Like, what's happening is of another era.
Yeah, it's like the 70s, isn't it? Hey, man, what's happening, man?
Yeah, it's like a jive, like, hey, what's happening?
What's happening,
no, that's like a smooth guy, like, hey, what's happening, shawty? Shouty.
What's happening, shouty?
But, that's why it was hard for me to respond naturally.
Yeah, yeah. So for you, I don't say what's happening without irony. It has to be a bit ironic. You know, all right, what's happening? What's going on? What's going down?
What's going on?
Yeah.
What's going on
in Groove Town? What's happening,
kids? Yeah, exactly.
The cool kids on the street.
I hear that quite a lot. I feel like I hear it a lot.
What's happening?
Yeah, yeah. What's happening?
So what's the correct answer then, British people? What's the correct answer to what's happening?
Well, most British people respond just not much.
Yeah, nothing.
You?
Not much.
Nothing.
Same old.
Same old. All right then.
Same old.
Amber, ready?
Yep.
Number six, this is... All right, Amber, what's going on?
What's going on?
Yeah.
Not much. Just usual stuff about yourself, Luke.
Yeah, just, you know, chillaxing.
Chillaxing.
Trying to stay cool in the hot weather. What's going on That's usually what we say to each other when we meet.
Yeah, what's going on?
But we say it with this fake...
Oh, yeah, what's going on?
All right, what's going on?
What's going on?
It's like with this London, with this Cockney accent.
We do say that quite often every time.
Whenever.
All right, mate, what's going on?
All right, what's going on?
What's going on?
You're a bunch of twats.
What's going on?
Fake Cockney.
What's going on?
What's going on?
All right, what's the right,
going on?
What's the right answer to what's going on?
Well, all of these questions, the right answer is basically, they're all asking the same question and to which the answer.
How are you and what are you doing, basically?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. That's only question six. Number seven.
Ooh, okay.
Yeah, yeah. All right. Who's next? Sarah. Oh.
No, it's Paul.
No, I just did what's going on.
Oh, okay. I did what's going on.
Oh, okay.
And you enjoyed
true,
what's going on.
What's going on?
Paul, ready?
Right, yeah.
Paul. So, what's going down?
The same thing that was going on. The same thing's going on as it's going down.
Nothing then.
No, we're just chilling out.
Okay, so it's the same thing. But no one really says what's going down, do they?
I feel like that's something that's said.
Yo, man, what's going down,
again,
man?
Again, it's like jive talk from another generation.
From the 70s. Yeah.
Or like in movies,
right.
You know?
Right.
What's going down?
It's like, what's going down?
There's a job going down outside the bank.
Yeah, it's going down.
Right.
Or is it going up?
Or it's a Flo Rida song. It's going down for real.
And that means that
Anyone? No. No, okay.
That means that the party is going down on the dance floor.
It's going down for real means like...
Where's it?
It's happening.
It's happening. Yeah.
No, where's it going
you're
down
getting
to?
You're getting confused with getting
to the basement?
Down.
No, yeah, getting down is dancing.
Luke, you clearly need my American influence.
Apparently, yeah. Okay, let's just calm down
okay,
a little bit.
Okay, it's my turn.
Down,
okay.
Calm down, okay.
All right.
All right, ready? Number eight?
Yep.
So, what's going up?
Oh, no. Wrong. No one
wrong.
Says that.
What's going up?
Yeah.
Is no.
It, if it's wrong, you say wrong.
Yeah, wrong.
Wrong, okay, good. Good.
Say, what's up?
What's up? That's question number nine.
The sky.
So,
what's up?
Sarah. Hey, Sarah, what's up?
Nothing much. I'm good.
Yeah.
You? What's up with you?
Just the same old thing. Just doing a podcast, you know? Yeah.
I feel like these questions, too, at least within the American cultural context that I can speak of, people don't actually want to know. Like, if I say, what's up? And you say, my life is shit right now and my cat just is sick. No one wants to hear that. They just want to hear, they're like, I'm good, I'm fine, everything's okay.
Yeah, that's right. So you out know? Of...
It's the equivalent of the UK, all right?
All right.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. That's not in my list, actually. All
is
right.
Not? All right.
All right. Yeah. All right.
You?
All right.
All right. All right. All right.
Basically, in every culture, you need to have that thing, which
the
is
back
basically,
and forth.
Ça
va? Ça va? It's like St. Mark's joke.
Yeah. Ça va? Ça va?
Ça va? Ça va? All right. All right. So, So basically, the useful ones there are what you're doing, how are you doing, how's it going?
They're all the same.
And I know, but not really what's happening, what's going on, what's going down, what's up.
Yeah, people.
Okay. What's up? What's up?
What's up? What's up?
Yeah, it's normal. Good. There is a whole ad campaign in the US, Budweiser Beer.
What's that?
What's that?
What are you doing? Just chilling, watching the
By
game.
By the way, that commercial is over
what
15 years old, and it's still.
Have they not remade it yet? I'm expecting them to fully like they
Maybe
remake
they
everything
have.
Now and then. Ghostbusters when that was out, they're all you've got to remake it. It's a fun, it was
saying,
a great
that
advert.
Was, that's a pop
was a good
culture.
Ad.
What the?
What's that?
I love that.
What you doing? Watching a game, having a bird.
Yeah.
it's still in movies too.
Still,
I feel like it's in The Hangover. Yeah. Like it works its way. Okay. It's
okay. Next one.
Mm.
You ready for this?
Yeah.
Amber. So, hello, Amber. How do you do?
How do you do?
Ah, good. Because that's not. I'm fine, thanks.
What?
How do you do? Is how do? You, it's like nice to meet you, isn't it? Hello,
oh, how do you
hello,
do?
Luke Thompson. How do you do? Hello,
do you
Paul
do?
Taylor. How do you do?
That's
you,
what
hello,
the Queen would say, right?
But that's no. How do you do? Is how do you respond with how do you do?
Yes,
really,
that's right.
Okay.
Yes,
I didn't know that.
And it just means nice to meet you, but it's formal.
Oh, but like, how do you do?
Hello, how do you do? Shaking hands,
hello.
Shaky hands.
Because exactly.
Like
you're
the
only
queen.
Doing how do you do when you shake hands. How do you do? How do you do?
Yeah.
Hello.
How do you do?
How do you do?
Exactly. Very good. Very good. Paul.
Oh God.
All right, Paul. How are you?
Didn't we already ask this one?
No, we haven't had how are you yet.
What?
It feels like we already
have. I know, we did. Go on, how are you?
I'm doing well, thank you.
Ah, good. He didn't say good this time.
But how are you now?
How are you now? I'm grand.
What's the crack with you, Paul?
I'm grand, so I am.
In Northern Ireland.
Yeah.
How are ye?
Yeah. Or what's the crack?
What's the crack?
What's the crack?
What is the crack then?
Crack is like... good times, but it also can mean what's up. So if someone asks, what's the crack?
Or so what's going on, isn't
what's
it?
What's going on or what's
and
up?
And it's spelled
what's
the crack? C-R-A-I-C, isn't it?
C-R-A-I-C, yeah. Mm.
What's the crack?
What's the crack?
What's the crack? What's the
crack? And crack means good time. Oh, I'm just, you know, I just love the crack.
Yeah, I love the crack. Yeah.
I remember the World Cup 1994, which was in the United States. And there was an Irish guy, and I think it was in L.A., and he was interviewed on American TV, and the interviewer was like, so what brings you over here to America? And the guy was like, I just came over here for the crack. And of course, everyone was like, what, the drug? The drug?
It's 94, baby.
Ah, that's right. I hear you've got great crack great over crack. Here.
What's the crack with
you? Love the crack, me. Absolutely love it. Sarah, I think it's your turn. So, how have you been?
I've been okay. I've been good. Yeah.
Surviving.
Yeah, I'm a bit tired. And you?
Yeah, pretty good, thanks. You know,
cool.
Just bimbling along, you know.
Bimbling?
Bimbling along.
Bimbling.
Yeah, bimbling.
It's a new
bimbling
one.
Bimbling along.
I'm learning. I'm learning things.
That's not a common phrase, but no. Anyway.
Listeners, don't use it.
I love a pun.
Ever.
Bimbling. No, a friend of mine always says bimbling
it's
along.
It's a good word.
It's a good word. Just bimbling along. It's just like carrying on in my usual way. Oh. Amber, ready?
Yeah.
So, how have you been up to?
Oh.
Wrong.
Why? What's wrong with that?
You can say, what have you been up to?
Uh-huh.
How have you been?
Right.
You can't say, how have you been up to?
Yeah, okay. All right, then. Let's move on to number 14, Paul. So, all right, Paul.
Yeah.
That's you.
What are you up to?
Not much, just...
still making a podcast.
Still making a podcast. As we were for it. But I feel like we've used that one already. Or it just they all just sound the same.
It's just the same question. Just like, what's going on? It's just like... This is just the
what's going on?
There's just a million ways of saying the same thing.
Yeah.
But all right, it's going to change it a bit. All right?
Sorry, the baby sneezed, by the way. That's why I said bless you. Okay. It wasn't for all the right. Listeners who probably couldn't hear.
Okay. Sarah. All right. So what have you been up to?
What have I been up to? I've been taking care of my baby.
Yeah. Same old thing.
Same old thing.
Okay, good.
Stopped feeding her the compote, if we're asking in real time.
Uh-huh.
I think she's done with it.
She going to fall asleep now?
One can only hope. It's the dream.
It is. Babies are great. This is what parents always tell me. Oh, babies are brilliant, but it's good when they fall asleep.
Mm.
Well, yeah. You know.
Yeah.
Really? Yeah.
Even
sorry, baby.
Agrees.
We don't want you to be conscious. So, Amber... Amber, how long has it been?
Ooh, gosh.
How long has it been then now?
It's been a while. I mean, or not really. I saw you not that long ago. No, last week, a few days.
Friday evening, wasn't it?
Friday evening, that's
so
right.
So not that long then.
Donkey's
not that long.
Years.
Donkey's
when
years.
Would we say, so how long has it been?
When it's been a long time.
When it's been a long time.
When you see someone you haven't seen for a long time, you sit there, hey, it's really great to see you. And then you sit down, let's get a drink. You sit down and you get a drink. So how long has it been then? And then you say, oh, it's been about
it's been a while.
4 years, hasn't it?
Mm. Yeah.
How
can
long
you believe
has it been?
It? That's when you want to like really reflect and like it's been a long time.
Yeah, how long has it been?
Yeah, I think last time we saw each other, you know, we were out in the park there. We had a brunch, and I remember last time I came to Paris. Yeah, I was,
God, yeah. How long has it been now?
Yeah, it's been a long time.
I love how your version of this conversation is to go, lots of those noises.
He's in a reflective mood.
Lots of noises. Yeah. Basically, listeners, if you want to sound like a natural English speaker, just do this. Oh, and then ask all these questions. How long's it been? How you doing? Yeah. Okay. Who's next? Sarah.
Is it no, it's Paul.
Paul.
Oh.
All right, Paul.
All right.
Can I use your phone?
Of course you can.
Ta. Right?
Welcome.
Fine. No worries. Sarah.
What was that last part?
Ta.
Ta?
You don't know ta?
No. Thanks.
Really?
Ta.
Thanks.
Oh, never
you got
heard that.
Thank you, obviously.
Yeah?
Thanks. And then ta.
Yeah.
Ta means thanks.
T-A.
But I couldn't say ta.
No, because it's British, isn't it?
Right. It'd be weird.
Yeah.
But I do say cheers sometimes.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah, we do say cheers quite a lot, don't we?
Yeah.
for thank you. We say cheers for thank you and to say goodbye and to when you have a drink.
I think all French people think I'm alcoholic because like, when I send emails to people, like people who don't really speak English, I always start with hello and then I always finish cheers, comma, Paul. And so I think people just think I'm an alcoholic. French
You're drinking
people.
At the end
yeah,
of the email.
Yeah, people just think I'm drinking at the end of the email.
Well, another email finished, another glass of wine.
Cheers.
Yeah. I like cheers. I've never heard ta. I'm learning. I'm learning
something.
There you
go. Ta. It's very common in England.
Luke's English podcast, reaching the Americans.
But I've never heard it. I mean, I lived in Northern Ireland, which isn't in England. It's another, it's an island.
I'm not sure if they say ta.
Is it in the EU?
Another conversation.
Referring to my stand-up material there.
No, but it's
not for the first time.
Living in Northern Ireland, you say like I lived in the UK, and I say I lived in Northern Ireland, and I kind of brace myself for someone to be like, that's not really the UK.
Oh, it is
like,
though.
It's the UK and Northern Ireland, right?
They're not really in Europe. They're more just sort of in the sea, aren't they? Because it's an island, right? It's an island. In fact, technically, it's a group of islands. Ireland. It's not Ireland. No. That's a different country. That's not in Britain. It's not even in the UK. Right? Except for Northern Ireland. That's not an island. Although it's actually in Ireland. Although technically it's not part of Ireland. It's actually part of Britain. But it's not in Britain. But it is in the UK. That's the United Kingdom, right? It's called that because we're united by a king. Technically, we have a queen. You could call it the United Queendom, I suppose. Yes? Yeah, why not? We could call it the UQ. Which is appropriate because we do queue. We love queuing. And we're very good at it. We are. We're the world leaders at standing in line. We are. Except maybe second to the Japanese. They're the best. Although they do need the markings on the ground at the station. So in a freestyle event, we would win every time.
I mean, I lived in Northern Ireland, which isn't in England. It's another... It's an island.
I'm not sure if they say tar in... Yeah.
Is it in the EU?
It's another conversation.
Referring to my stand-up material there.
No, but it's
not for the first time.
Living in Northern Ireland, you say like I lived in the UK, and I say I lived in Northern Ireland, and I kind of brace myself for someone to be like, that's not really the UK.
Oh, it is
like,
though.
It's the UK and Northern Ireland, right?
Yeah, the United Kingdom
of Great Britain
and Northern Ireland. So it's not in Great Britain. It's in but it is in the UK. Have you not listened to my stand-up routine?
This is like the Russian joke.
Yeah.
Oh God.
I have, but I'm just saying.
Oh, Sarah might not know about the Russian joke.
I don't know what's the Russian joke.
Oh, there he goes.
When you said, "What has Sarah? What do we need to catch her up with?" Is
this what we need to catch her up with?
Oh yes. Okay, Amber.
The Russian joke. Luke has an amazing joke. An amazing joke.
It's not an amazing joke.
Okay, we'll give you the short bridge version.
Yeah. So for anybody I'd like to answer my question.
Yeah. So we were doing our show, Sorry We're English Together.
Wait a minute. I want to see if you tell the story correctly. Go on.
Okay. We were doing our show Luke was starting, so he did the first half an hour, and then I did the second half an hour. We're starting. I'm behind the mixing desk at the Pan Am, you know, where I don't know if that still exists. It's been so long since I've been there.
Still there.
Okay. So I'm behind the music, and Luke starts, and some people arrive late.
I'm doing like, hey, you know, nice to be here, great to be here. Where are you from? Where are you from? Where are you from? A couple of people arrive late.
They walk in, and he goes, basically, oh, you must be French then, because you've showed up late. And they go, no, we're Russian. And he goes, ah. You're not rushing to get here, though, were you? Total silence in the room. No one laughs. I'm dying behind. I think it's the funniest thing I've ever heard. But I'm laughing more because it was silence. No one understood. Yeah. And he goes, no, you didn't. No one understood. Well, let me explain. So, he goes on to explain the joke about, he's like, no, I'm making a joke because they're Russian, but they're not rushing to get here.
Like rushing.
Because they're rushing.
They're late.
Right.
And still silence, and I'm laughing even harder in the back. So at some stage, so that was the end of that. It was hilarious.
Let me just say, anyone who's interested in trying stand-up comedy, if you have to explain why your joke is supposed to be funny, It's not.
Yeah, I know that's what people say. But the point is that when I explained it, the act of explaining it was supposed to be funny. You see? I wasn't just like, you know, you missed a joke there, but it was more like, I think you'll find you missed a very clever joke.
Right. Like a self-conscious explanation.
A third degree.
Exactly, yeah.
But since then, so that was a year ago.
I'm just giving you a hard time.
Wait a minute. Just a second, right. Don't you think it's not a bad joke on the spur of the moment? You know, you're late. Where are you from? We're Russian. Well, you weren't Russian to get here, were you? That's actually not bad.
I enjoy puns.
On the spur of the moment, I didn't sit there writing it down. Go, yeah, that's good. And then, you know, I hope some Russians come in tonight.
Yeah, yeah. Late, though.
I've been waiting to just launch this whole life.
Speaking to the guy at the door. If any Russians come in, make them wait.
There's this guy called Vladimir reserved. Just tell him it starts 15 minutes late. Yeah.
I was going to say a year ago. That's 2 years ago.
Yeah.
Almost.
Something like that, yeah.
So anyway, since then, we've had multiple podcasts. We told a story on one podcast and with Amber, because she didn't know about the joke. We told Amber about the story. Haha, we all laughed. Then he got comments going, we don't understand the Russian joke.
Can you explain that Russian joke?
Oh my God. It's still living.
The next podcast, we had to explain it again, and he still kept on getting comments. Sorry, we still don't get it. So like 10 episodes later, after we kept on saying it, he finally made a video on YouTube explaining the Russian joke, to which he still got things, I don't understand the Russian joke.
I got one. Yes. Listen. Yesterday, I made this video, which is like, you know, the Russian joke explained. Yesterday, I got one that said this. Thanks, but I understood only what you speak about me, Russian. It is so nice. Could you add the subtitles in the descriptions to your video, please? So this is like, you didn't understand the joke.
Luke, top comment. I still don't understand the joke. Could you explain it again? I'm sure he's laughing.
This person's having a joke.
But yeah, wasn't there one comment that was said, oh, did you know that Russian and rushing, they sound quite alike.
Yeah, I do too. Yeah. Yeah, someone felt it necessary to point out to me that the words, you know, they were like, I think the problem here is that Russian and rushing sound similar. The problem.
So anyway,
that's the crux of the joke.
Every time I come on, I make it an effort to bring it up so that he gets more comments.
So what's the Russian
now
joke?
Now someone's going to write a comment going, I didn't explain the Russian joke. Can you explain it, please?
This is
anyway,
brilliant.
So what was your question initially?
I don't have my question yet.
All right, let me go back to those questions then, the deceptively difficult questions. So I just asked Paul, can I use your phone? Right, I'm asking you now. Mm-hmm. Sarah, I can't use your phone, can I?
Yeah, you can. No problem.
Thanks.
Yeah.
Right. All right. You notice the difference between the two questions?
Yeah. When you want to negate to make it like a softer demand. Like instead of asking directly, you're like, it's not possible if I can do this. Is it?
It's very British.
I can't use your phone. Can I?
Yeah.
I wouldn't be able to do that, would I? Rather than can I do this?
By any chance?
Yeah. Mm.
The American way.
Do you think that by any chance there's any possibility that I might be able to use your phone?
Or do you think by any chance there's any possibility that I might not be able to use your phone? Is there?
Yeah. That sounds about right.
And the answer to that is yeah.
Sure.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Amber.
Yeah.
Ready?
Mm-hmm.
So, Amber, it's a bit hot. Do you mind if I open the window?
Sure, go ahead.
Uh-huh. Okay. What's the wrong answer to that question?
Yes.
Yes.
What was the question?
It means yes.
Do you mind if I open the window? And you have to say no, go ahead,
no,
or
I
sure.
I don't mind.
So you mind or you don't mind?
No, yeah. I don't mind. So it's no. Do you mind if I open the window? No, go ahead. Or sure, go ahead.
This is when the no is like the positive.
Yeah, exactly. Because it's no, I don't mind.
Yeah.
Paul, you don't mind if I open the window, do you?
No, I don't mind.
Okay, still no. Still no there. Okay, fine.
Yeah, this could be confusing.
Yeah.
Deceptively confusing.
Oh, so, what question are we on here?
This is now number 21.
Okay, so now they're starting to be maybe deceptively... What was the title of this? Deceptively what?
25 deceptively difficult questions. But you see, deceptively difficult for you is not the same as deceptively difficult.
But I feel like the first ones...
Yeah, of course, they were easy for you. But our
deceptively easy questions.
Our listeners don't necessarily... They can't even hear what you're doing. They can't even hear what you're up to or what you've been up to.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, if you want to stop a French person, just say, so what have you been up to?
They bug.
And then you escape.
All right, let's keep going.
All right, then. Ready? We've got a few more questions. So this one's not too difficult. Is it you, Sarah, or is it Amber? Sarah? Okay. So, Sarah, what are your plans for later?
I'm not sure yet. I'm not sure what I'm doing later. Okay. What about you? Do you want to do something?
I'm going to do some editing of this. Yeah. No, I don't want to do anything.
Just wondering, not inviting.
Okay. What about the baby?
She's loving this microphone, aren't you? Oh, she wants to eat the microphone.
She's like, Mummy speaking into this. I want to speak into
it. It's not an ice cream.
She doesn't even know what ice cream is yet.
Really? Oh, my God.
But she does scream, doesn't she?
Oh! Ice cream, you scream, we all scream for ice cream. Okay, so that was what are your plans for later? What are your plans for later? Amber, what are you up to later?
not much. I'm going to visit Hugo's new school.
Oh, yeah, right. Mm-hmm. Okay, cool. Awesome. All right. Paul, can you tell me where is the best bar in town?
Maybe. I don't know if it's the right bar or not.
It's wrong.
Can you tell me where is
the best bar in town?
Oh, sorry. I didn't catch on that. Where the best bar in town is.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Or just, but I think best.
But could you tell me where the best bar in town is?
Yeah.
Because it's an indirect question.
Yeah. Like, yeah, that's how French people would rephrase that word. I think I'm so used to hearing French people speak like because you say où est le meilleur bar dans la ville, like you start with the where is, so they don't know that you put the where is at the end.
Yeah, because it's where is the best bar in town, but could you tell me where the best bar in town is? Yeah.
Whereas in French où est le meilleur bar dans la ville?
Uh-huh.
Est-ce que tu peux me dire où est le meilleur bar dans la ville?
Right, okay.
It doesn't change.
Which makes sense to me, but, you know. But anyway, that's a tricky one. An indirect question.
Yeah, fair enough.
Can you tell me, do you know, and so on, and then there's an inversion afterwards. Yeah. But yeah, so Sarah, do you know how long is it going to be?
Wrong. There's something wrong there. Hold on.
Yeah.
Do you know how long it's going to be before she rips out my earring?
Yeah. Do you know how long it's going to be? Not do you know how long is it going to be? Yeah.
Oh,
right?
Yeah.
Do you know how long it's going to be? It is.
It
Do you
is,
know how
yeah.
long is it going to be?
Ah.
Is it? That's wrong.
Yeah.
So it's the inversion again.
That is deceptive.
Do you know how long it is going to be?
It is going to be.
Not do you know how long is it going to be? Okay. All right.
Is it?
Yeah. Is it? Is it blood?
It is.
It is, yeah. And this is the last one.
sorry.
Amber?
Yeah.
Yeah. Would you be prepared to give me a 5% discount?
Since it's you, I'd give you a 5% discount.
Okay, all right, fine. Why have I included that in the list, do you think? Any idea?
Would you be prepared?
Would you be prepared to do X, Y, Z?
Well, because it's instead of negative, it's positive, yes.
But the idea is instead of could you, or are you able to, or do you want to?
Are you?
It's would you be prepared to?
Mm.
And this is the language of business, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yes.
Because in business, you don't say, could you give me a 5% discount? You'd say, would you be willing to give me a 5% discount?
Yeah.
Or would you be prepared to give me a 5% discount?
It's like the softer.
Well, because they can.
I don't know why. It's
they might not want
more businesslike. It's like, would you be prepared to do it, not could you do it?
Yeah. Clearly you can do it, but would you be prepared to? Yeah.
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 And that ends my whole thing about deceptively difficult questions.
Okay.
Ah.
Yeah. That was it. I mean, we could add some to the list if you have thought of any more while doing this, but otherwise that's all we got time for on that one. What do you think?
Yeah.
I think that's
that was a huge disappointment.
A little bit
to everyone. A little bit, really.
I've learned a lot, quite frankly.
Michael.
Good. I'm sure you're the voice of my listeners there.
Yeah.
No, I think
I learned a lot, actually.
I think that was good.
Well,
I,
maybe the two episodes combined, or the two things, like hearing when you hear the listeners' answers. I think.
Yeah, exactly. I'm going to do the questions first and get them to think about how they would respond.
Answer, yeah.
And then they will listen to this, and then they'll go, now I get
it.
Yeah, that's right. And then learning will happen, and the world would be a much better place than
Hopefully.
It already is.
I would like that.
That would be good, wouldn't it? All right. So do you want to say goodbye to the people of the world?
Oh, all right.
In a very nice way. Paul, I'll let you do them one by one. Give your own special magic to the goodbye. I just want you to say goodbye to the people of the world.
Oh, Paul? Well, goodbye to the people of the world. Lepsters, thank you very much for listening, as always. And leave lots of comments and stop being ninjas.
Yeah. Sarah?
Thank you for having me on. It's always a pleasure. It was interesting having the baby, so I wonder maybe... You know, there'll be some sporadic baby noises or not.
Probably will be. I don't know if I'll be able to remove them.
Yeah.
But it's fine. It's all atmospheric.
But thanks for having me. I did learn something. Again, it just goes to show that there's a lot of differences in English across the world. Mm-hmm. So that's, I enjoyed it. Thank you. And goodbye, everyone.
Nice one. Thank you.
Yes.
Amber?
Goodbye, Lepsters and Luke. And I hope this... this episode has been educational. I think it's quite useful. I think it can be very tricky.
Yeah.
Those sort of small everyday questions and, you know, just regular speech. I know that learning French, that was tough for me. So something like this, really useful.
I think so.
So good luck with all the learning.
Yeah, good luck, everyone. Thanks so much for listening. I'll probably speak to them again in a minute. So I'll do a little bleepy noise and I'll talk to them again at length. All right. Cheers, guys.
Bye.
So right then, there you go. You heard all of that stuff in conversation. Let me now just go through those questions again, just to clarify them. And you can see all of these questions written on the page for this episode on my website, teacherluke.co.uk. All right then, so we'll try and make this pretty swift and see if I can just add a few other things at the end as well that that maybe were not in my list that may have come up. Okay, so here we go. So number one was, what are you doing? So what are you doing? And that's just, you know, a very simple way of starting a conversation with your friend, isn't it? You might call them on the telephone. All right, it's Luke. Yeah, how's it going? Yeah, what are you doing? What are you doing? Just means like, you know, what's happening? What's going on? What's the situation? So what are you doing? Oh, I'm just sitting here watching TV. Do you want to come over? Okay, so what are you doing? Number two, how are you doing? Which is basically, how are you? Okay, very common. How are you doing? It's like, how are you? So the response is probably, I'm fine, thanks. How are you? Or how are you doing? All right. Some people would say, I'm doing well, thanks. I'm doing fine, or simply, I'm fine. Not bad, pretty good. Could be worse. Okay. So how are you doing? Pretty good, thanks. How are you? All right. Number three was, how's it going? How is it going? Again, the same thing. Quite common in British English. How's it going? All right, how's it going? Which is like a really common way to say hello in English in the UK. All right, how's it going? All right, which means, hello, how are you? All right, how's it going? Number four was, how are you going? How are you going? Which is not that common in the US, but we say it a bit in the UK, and it's much more common down under in Australia, where people would be like, g'day, how you going? How you going? So how are you going is fairly typically Australian, how you going? Number five, so what's happening? What's happening? Now, Sarah thinks that this is a bit old-fashioned and it makes it sound like you're from the 70s. Hey, man, what's happening, man? You know, that kind of thing. But in the UK, we do actually say what's happening quite a lot. All right, mate, yeah, what's happening? What's going on? And number six is what's going on, which is the same thing. So what's going on? What's going down, number seven, is a bit more like kind of 70s sort of jive talk. Hey, man, what's going down, man? You know, that kind of thing. Hey, what's happening, man? What's going down? What's going down on the street, man? That kind of thing. Number eight is, so what's going up? And that's wrong. No one says what's going up ever. I mean, unless it's a balloon. What's that going up in the sky? But it's never used as a greeting. Okay, so we can forget that one. Number nine, though, is so what's up? And what's up is very common. American English, British English, we all say it. It's just a way of saying what's happening, what's going on. All right, what's up? And there's that commercial, I think, from Budweiser, which I don't know if you got in your country, but it was very successful in America and in Britain. And it was like some guy calling at his friend's house, calling on the intercom. And it's like beep, he, you know, presses on the intercom or he calls him on the telephone. There's a guy on the telephone, another guy on the intercom, and another guy in his flat. And the one guy calls him and he's like, hey, man, what's up? Like that. And then they're all going, what's up? To each other. So, you know, there was this craze for years of people going, what's up? Which is quite good fun, actually, I have to say. So anyway, that's what's up. Okay, what's up? The other one, number 10 is, hello, how do you do? Hello, how do you do? And the response to that is, how do you do? So it's not, I'm fine. It's how do you do? Hello, how do you do? Hello, how do you do? Luke Thompson. Shaking hands. Okay. Number 11, how are you? Easy. We all know how are you. I'm fine. I'm fine, thanks, you. Or, yeah, pretty good, thanks. Not so bad. You know, yeah, I'm doing all right. For example, number 12. So how have you been? Now, how have you been is the same as how are you, but we're talking about a different period of time. This is present perfect. Our old friend, present perfect tense. How have you been doesn't just mean how are you now, but it means how are you now, but also how were you in the sort of preceding time just before now and now as well. So now and the past all together, that sort of period. How have you been from the past up to now, including now? How have you been? And, you know, pretty good, fine, thanks, not so bad. You know, just how are you, basically? I've been fine, thanks. Number 13, how have you been up to is wrong. So how have you been up to doesn't mean anything, completely wrong, forget about it. Number 14, what are you up to? So what are you up to? What are you up to? Now, up to, as we have explored on this podcast before, probably years ago, up to basically means doing. You could probably replace up to in these questions, not every time, in these questions, you could probably replace it with doing and it would work. So what are you up to? It means what are you doing? Fine. What are you up to? I'm just, you know, hanging around doing a podcast. Number 15, what have you been up to? So again, up to means doing. So this means what have you been doing, which is, again, present perfect, but continuous. What have you been doing recently? What have you been doing in the moments just up to this moment now? Okay. And I would imagine that's a question about someone's recent routines. Some of the recent routines or some of the recent things they've been doing. Probably because it's present perfect continuous, it suggests probably a repeated action or a continuous action. So we're talking about routines or actions that took place over a period of time in the recent past. What have you been doing since the last time I saw you, for example? What have you been up to? Oh, nothing really, just the same old thing, just this and that, just been working. Okay. So number 16, how long has it been? Means how long has it been since we saw each other last? How long has it been? But also it's you know, it could be anything. If you are waiting for something and you could say, how long has it been now? Means how long have we been waiting? So how long has it been? Again, present perfect tense, referring to that period stretching from the present back into the past, an unspecific period of time, but it includes that whole period there. Can I use your phone? Very simple. Isn't it? Really simple. Yes, you can. Here you are. Number 18, though, is a little bit more complicated. I can't use your phone, can I? I can't use your phone, can I? And you might wonder how to answer that question because it's I can't. You might think, well, it's no or something. But it's you respond to these tag question statements in the same way that you would respond to the question, can I use your phone? So can I use your phone? Yes, you can. I can't use your phone, can I? Yes, you can. Here you are. Do you mind if I open the window? Do you mind if I open the window? Obviously, here the answer is no. No, I don't, because it's do you mind? And it's no, I don't mind. So do you mind if I open the window? No, I don't. Go ahead. Or sure, go ahead. Number 20, you don't mind if I open the window, do you? Again, a more polite version of the question. I mean, do you mind if I open the window is already polite, but this is even more polite. You don't mind if by any chance I opened the window, would you, complicated after a while, but you don't mind if I open the window, do you? And the answer again is no, I don't mind. Go ahead. Number 21, what are your plans for later? What are your plans for later? Now, those of you who've studied the grammar will know at this point that you shouldn't be using will, I imagine. You probably wouldn't be using will unless you don't know what you're doing later. So without using will, which is the trap that everyone falls into when talking about sort of future plans or social plans, we don't really use will that much unless we don't know what we're doing. If you know what you're doing, it's probably going to be present continuous or going to. What are your plans for later? Oh, I'm meeting up with Amber and Paul. We're going to have a drink. I'm going into town. I'm meeting up with Amber and Paul. Okay, present continuous or going to. As well, I'm going to meet up with Amber and Paul, or I'm meeting up with Amber and Paul. All right, that's what are your plans for later? Not will, although if you're not sure, you might say, well, I think I will. Okay, if you're not sure, then you say think, and maybe you'd add probably. I think I'll probably go into town and meet up with Amber and Paul. I'm not sure. I think I will. I might as well. I might go into town and meet up with Amber and Paul, or I'm meeting up with Amber and Paul means it's definitely fixed. What are your plans for later, and what are you up to later? What are you up to? Up to again means doing. So what are you doing later? What are you up to later? I'm meeting Amber and Paul. Number 23. Can you tell me where is the best bar in town? Is wrong. There should be an inversion because it's an indirect question starting with can you tell me? So it's can you tell me where the best bar in town is, please? Don't forget to add please. Can you tell me where the best bar in town is, please? And do you know how long is it going to be is wrong as well. That's number 24, which of course should be changed as well, inverted because of do you know. So it's do you know how long it's going to be? Okay, so you've got how long has it been and do you know how long it's going to be? 25, this is the final one, was would you be prepared to give me a 5% discount? So the bit that I'm looking at there is would you be prepared to? Would you be prepared to is just it's like a business-like way of saying could you, can you, do you want to, would you like to? Okay, would you be prepared to do this? And also, would you be willing? Would you be willing to give me a 5% discount? Would you be prepared to do that? I would be prepared to do that if you did this. Slightly kind of conditional language, you see. It's slightly hypothetical language. Would you be prepared? It means can you, but it's not as direct as can you. And it just leaves more options open. This is the sort of pragmatic stuff that I would like to look at in my professional English course when it eventually drops. But, you know, I've mentioned many times on the podcast that I get distracted by other projects and things like that. But it's still in the pipeline, this long pipeline with all these different episodes and things and projects in it. So the sort of thing that would you be prepared to give me a discount and, you know, would you be willing to give me a discount and the whole conditional nature of that and the hypotheticals and stuff. That's the kind of language, the kind of pragmatic language that I'd like to look at. If you're interested in that, in learning English for professionals, you know, how to speak English like a pro with Luke Thompson, then let me know, because that's going to give me a nice motivational boost to actually get that project done and then get it up online so you can start sort of benefiting from it. Last but not least, there's one other word which I think Sarah brought up, which is the word tar. Tar. So tar just means thanks. T-A just means thanks. So, you know, can you give me those biscuits? Tar just means thanks. All right, then. So that's the end of this episode. I certainly hope that you've learnt a lot from this. And I wonder how many of those questions you got right. Now, really, how many of them did you get right? Maybe you got them all right. If that's the case, then great. I'm very happy to hear that. Proud of you. If you didn't get them right, then, you know, you might need to investigate and practice a little bit. You could go through that bit in the first half of this episode where I mentioned the questions. You could look at the questions on the website and you can practice a little bit. And that might help, right? Yeah, I'm sure it would. Don't forget to go to the page for every episode on my website where you can see all the other stuff. Join the mailing list and you'll get the link in your inbox. Now, I was thinking about the question, what's happening? What's happening? And that made me think of this sketch by a very funny British comedian called Mickey Flanagan. Mickey Flanagan is brilliant. He's from Essex. So he's got like this kind of Cockney Essex accent. See, this is how Mickey Flanagan speaks. So he's got a kind of Cockney accent, basically. And in this little clip that I'm going to play you, where he talks about the expression, what's happening? He's talking about going to a chicken shop. Because in London, there are loads of these chicken shops where you can buy fried chicken. They're often really cheap. And you tend to find out that loads of young people, kind of cool young teenagers, hang out at the chicken shop. Okay, that's like the place to hang out. And you have your fried chicken and all that stuff. And he's making fun of them and saying, first of all, that they're dressed in a certain way. They've got like baggy trousers and their jeans are hanging down. And they've got their hair sort of combed over their head just to annoy everyone, apparently, just to irritate people. They dress like this and they're all twisted up, like the way that they stand and the way they speak. They're all kind of like they hold their body in like this twisted way. And they speak like this. Okay, and apparently they're obsessed with what's happening because they're always going, what's happening? So I just wanted to play this little bit of Mickey Flanagan for you because I think it's really, really funny and I think you're going to enjoy it. So this is Mickey Flanagan talking about the chicken children that you find at the chicken shops in London.
I like young people. I feel sorry for young people. They haven't got a lot of hope. Well, they seem to have is chicken. The British teenager seems to just love chicken. Now, wherever there's fried chicken, you'll see the British teenager just hanging about by the chicken. The poor lost chicken children. And they twisted up the chicken children. Twisted up! They seem to have a leg they never wanted in the first place, the chicken children. And they're dragging their leg along. They've got a new haircut they've all come up with. It's this haircut that comes from the back into the front. It's like they've all said to each other, listen, man, the trousers falling down is not annoying enough. We've got to have a haircut that irritates them as well. We're going to chop it off. So they have this crazy haircut, the Bobby Charlton. And sometimes you fancy chicken, don't you? You think, I'm going in for the chicken. I'm having chicken. And the chicken children gather up. They don't want you having the chicken. And they gather up. And they put their cap on and their hood up. And they come at you from the side, the chicken children. They're protecting the chicken. They're coming towards you. They keep saying, what's happening? What's happening? They're obsessed with what's happening. The reason they're so obsessed with what's happening, they can't see where they're going. Come on, man. Come on.
So that's Mickey Flanagan there talking about the chicken children who are obsessed with what's happening. All right then, folks, thanks so much for listening to this episode. I'll see you in my dreams. I won't see you, I'll speak to you and you'll hear me on the podcast, throughout another episode of the podcast at some point in the future. Thanks so much for listening. Speak to you soon. All right, okay, yeah, bye. Thanks for listening to Luke's English Podcast. For more information, visit teacherluke.co.uk.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
If you enjoyed this episode of Luke's English Podcast, consider signing up for Luke's English Podcast Premium. You'll get regular premium episodes with stories, vocabulary, grammar, and pronunciation teaching from me, and the usual moments of humour and fun. Plus, with your subscription, you will be directly supporting my work and making this whole podcast project possible. For more information about Luke's English Podcast Premium, go to teacherluke.co.uk/premium info.